This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are sitting on a massive show today, the big Thursday edition of Kennedy and Malloy. First question, without notice, to everyone assembled, where's my winking kangaroo?
Not happy?
I watched the comm games, you watched
the comm games.
Dave, did you?
I missed the opening ceremony.
Oh, that's very un-Australian.
What is wrong with you?
I'm hanging my head in shame. Sorry,
well,
Australia.
I'll fill you in on the comm games
Thanks,
and everything
Jane,
there is
bring
to
us
do
up
it.
To speed.
One of the greatest tragedies of all time happened this morning.
What?
Tinder went down.
Oh, Valet Tinder.
Valet. Well, not. It's getting back on board, but in the meantime.
At what time was that?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's about 10 a.m. People start early.
So no one got a route over lunch? What is coming
people
to this great
early.
Land?
We're going to help the people who missed out on that window.
We're going to provide radio Tinder on the show live today.
Just
stand
trust
by.
Us on that.
You could get your end away. Andy Lee is
great
our special
Andy.
Guest. He'll be coming in. I want to talk to him about Mitcoin, see if he can make me an offer.
Mitcoin continues to be the buzzword going around the industry.
And it
the
is.
Financial
it
quarters.
Is. It is. It's good. The world's on the verge of a global meltdown. Currency traders are shutting up shop because a Mitcoin has burst onto the scene like a bad boy. It is.
And Mick, there's so many amazing offers that are coming your way.
Yes,
too,
indeed. We'll go through those. I'm quite happy with this. Valet Mick Fanning. We might try and speak to Mick or at least put him up on blocks at some stage.
Yeah.
What a great servant of this country.
Amazing.
How many guys, punched a shark in the face?
Well, not many.
No.
And done it in such a stylish manner.
We're going to take your
Mick
calls,
does.
Take your tweets. There's so much more to talk about right here today on the big program. Welcome to you, Jane Kennedy.
Welcome.
How
thank
are
you, Mickey.
You?
Thank
I
you.
I know
you
were watching the comm games last night. I did step
that?
Out. I had to look at a painting that's been done of that I feature in.
Okay, so this is not for the Archibald.
No,
prize,
it's not for the Archibald.
Like
no, a young painter has done a painting. I'm in it, and for the first, it's the only painting I've ever set for that. Not a courtroom.
I was about to say, the police weren't involved, were they?
No, but you know what the theme is, Jane?
No, what?
It's all about technology and modern technology, and he's used
Hang
me.
On.
Why?
For God's
Shut
sake.
Shut up, Dave.
Does he know Why? You at all?
No, it's like, and I'm like this Roman bust with all these like Matrix style stuff going on, and I have no eyeballs.
Well, that's
creepy. You know, like an old statue?
Yeah.
Oh, that looked very, very good. Very good.
But you and technology, that's the bit I'm trying to get a handle.
Because
you're
technology,
not, because you've not got a great past or a great relationship
about?
With
what are you talking
well,
about?
First of all, your brother and myself have banned you from getting an iPhone
why,
X.
Why am I not allowed to have an iPhone X?
Mate, you tried to plug in a USB stick into your phone as a charger the other day.
In the studio. I go,
anyway, this doesn't fit. What's wrong with it? I want to shove this in. What is this going to, mate? For a start, it's not even a phone charger, you nong. Apart from that, did you
ever
not
call me a nong again?
Oh, well, I will. Stand by. Did you not fly somebody down?
Oh,
please
Jane
tell me
Kennedy.
This isn't
off-air conversation.
No, oh, was it? Sorry, have
up,
I not?
It
am I not allowed to tell this?
I witnessed it.
Okay.
No, you have to say it.
You can tell the story.
There is a tech guy.
Toddy
now lives in Brisbane. Who used to be, Mick knew him because he used to call him 1,000 times a day.
He used to work here.
Right?
Installed my AV system.
That's right.
He did.
And didn't you used to call him when you couldn't get a picture on like your screen and he would come over to your house and turn the screen on and all of a sudden it worked?
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't your iPhone once you couldn't turn it on, like it was stopped working and you said this is stuffed and you actually hadn't charged it? It just ran out of charge. This is what, seriously, listeners, I believe Mick Malloy flew
Brisbane to Melbourne.
Brisbane to Melbourne. He flew him.
Same day because I was having a problem with my telly.
True story.
And so what did he do when he came down?
Oh, he wasn't, look, he was obviously. It was quite,
how many manoeuvres did it take for Toddy to fix your problem?
It was quite a process.
It was not.
I don't believe it was. You
it wasn't,
are,
there was
on.
A lot happening, wasn't there?
Don't you
I'll
think,
tell you what he did do. He de-pawned me. I said, while you're down here, de-pawn me, which is, you know, when you're on your internet. Because I said to him, mate, a few people have been staying at my house. And my brother's
you farmed it off to other people.
My brother's been here for a month or so now.
Oh, don't you put it on your poor
can
brother.
You just...
Pawn hubs on his favourites.
All of a sudden, it's completely gone. Like,
like magic. So I'm into a bit of technology. You know that I'm a tech head.
What have you done?
Well, I've done something, and I'm hoping that my teenagers don't hear me say this.
Here we go.
Because they're not going to be impressed by what I've done.
What have you done?
Well, you know who? Well, I've joined something on my mobile phone, a game.
Oh, here we go. You're not tracking them, are you?
No, I'm not tracking them. No, I'm not. Not that. I've got on a game that's really popular, and you know who my motivation was getting me on board this game? Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, right.
So I follow Nick Kyrgios on Twitter, right? And he puts out this tweet, and it said, "Anyone got invite codes to Fortnite? Private message me. I'm trying to get on it." I go, "What's he talking about? What is this Fortnite he speaks about?" Well, he spelled it like Fortnite, as in you would the weekend or 2 weeks, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah, no, that's not how
with
you spell
N-I-T-E.
It. It's an actual game called Fortnite, right?
Right.
Biggest in the world.
Huge.
And it's just gone on mobile phone.
Don't make out like you know what you're talking
about. Oh, no, it does.
My kids all across it.
It's on Xbox,
yeah, it's
all that they play it.
So like Pong.
It's not like Pong, and nothing like Pong. It's actually very creative and interesting, and you wouldn't even begin to know about Fortnite. It's
Fortnite.
A survival game.
It's spelled N-I-T-E?
Yes, Fortnite. And it's a survival game. This is the premise, right? 98% of the Earth has been wiped out, and you're a survivor. And
well, how did you get to survive?
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm playing, but I'm not very good. Now, my children really, they wouldn't like to hear that their mum's playing. So I've had to, you know, as if I've got my real name.
What happened? What's your call sign? What are you?
Oh, as if I'm going to say. I'm going to say what it is.
Come on.
I'm not going to say it because I keep getting killed.
Janie Waney.
No. I get killed.
Lady Jane.
All the time that I'm on, it's just so hard.
But can other people kill you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
and you have to build up a fort, and you've got to. I run out with an axe, and I seem to get shot.
You will look out if you run into Mr. Percival or Butterbean. That's the names I play under. Mr. Percival.
Sounds really
good.
You see
Mr.
Percival, don't. And what happens in the game? I'm interested.
Yeah, but I keep getting shot. I don't know what happens.
You've
got to
survive. You've got to be the last man
standing.
So you're playing this.
Well, I've tried.
So what you've been doing in the office all day?
I'm
on the phone. I get James working hard today.
Research.
No,
I knew Tinder was down, so you had to be working on something else. Tinder's down.
Tinder is
down. We're going to get to that. I can't wait to do this. We're going to, our listeners,
I feel good
Radio
about
Tinder,
this.
We're going to do
I
some
think we'll
hookups.
Be good at this. And just quickly, we're going to go to a song because it's Kurt Cobain anniversary of death.
I love 1994.
Kurt Cobain. We're going to go to Nirvana song in a minute. But the good news is, I think I'm relieved. That David Warner has just put out his release saying that he has let Cricket Australia know that he is accepting the sanctions imposed, and so is Steve Smith and Cameron Bancroft.
So we're done. The boys will take their time out.
Phew.
I'll learn a few lessons. I'll play a few crickets at lower levels, and then we can welcome them all back.
There you go.
At the other end. Good stuff.
All right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Commonwealth Games opening was last night.
Okay, so.
And music was a very big part of.
Aussie music.
Aussie music was. I'm going to get to that in a minute because it opened with Jack Thompson did a very inspiring soliloquy, very moving, and he was very good. He looked $1 million, I have to say. Did you see it, Dave?
I didn't
sound
see
so surprised. What do you say? What do you think? Jack Thompson's minutes away from death or something.
No. I'm not trying to say that. I just thought he looked terrific.
That's the best backhanded compliment ever.
Oh.
And you know what? Jack looked
people
really,
say that about me
really
all the time.
Good.
I get all the time. Oh, you're not
see
bad
what
for
behind your back.
Insert age group here. Oh, you don't look too good, too bad for someone.
I scrub up all right, young Jane Kennedy.
But there you go. There's a backhanded. You scrub up all right.
Well, I know because I'm genuinely surprised.
He was the man from Snowy River, right? Jack Thompson?
And the rest.
Well, that most
is famous. That all you got?
No, I'm
you're a real student of Australian film, aren't you, Dave? What's wrong with you?
All the Rivers Run?
No.
All the Rivers
No.
Run.
Wasn't in
was
All the Rivers
Thornton, Run. You idiot.
All right,
anyway.
Got my strong suit.
Last night,
what else you got?
1.5 billion viewers watched the opening
That's not
of the
true.
Yes, it is.
1.5 billion
yes,
viewers.
Yes, around the world, mate, because it's just not.
Don't mate me.
Do I not quite liked
mate me.
That. I liked calling you mate. That was good.
Jeez
felt good.
Christ.
Anyway, so I'll tell you what they then had.
What were they doing?
They had something that was so good, a didgeridoo orchestra.
Oh, yeah,
I
love the didge.
Bloody awesome.
I love the didge.
That was really ripping.
You've got to hear it up in the Kimberley region or Northern Territory.
That would be unreal.
Hat goes off at night.
Well, I have.
Bang.
I have heard it in the middle of Australia.
Let the dog out.
I have. It was great. In fact, what I loved was the entire, I reckon the first 45 minutes was homage to Indigenous Australia.
I'm all for that.
Awesome.
It was so classy.
Let the world know who we are.
So well done, sensitive and innovative, and they had a rap, Hamilton-style rap,
great.
Which I thought was brilliant as well.
Okay, so we all agree?
Yes.
45 minutes was well played, classy.
Yes,
and
I thought terrific.
Really happy to see the world see that.
Yes.
Next, where's my winking kangaroo?
No,
where's
we
my
didn't
flying
get...
tram?
No.
Okay, what about a giant thong? Like, just
I'm sorry.
Where's the Gold Coast?
You
I go open
that.
The doors and bring in the giant Trojan thong, which kids run out of, and form a map of Australia.
No, we're beyond that now because we've moved into a different time. We did have a woman mooning though. So that was a bit of a bonus. Well, I don't think it was intentional.
Was that the Queen's message? I bring for you the Queen's message. That was the Queen's message, by the way. I didn't realise that, but she wrote that a year ago.
She did. I know. That's actually amazing. It's travelled all the way from England to Australia.
Do you reckon she could have anticipated what's happened in the last year?
Well, what do you think she would have written down?
Message from the Queen.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
12 months ago.
Look, I'm guessing a lot's happened over the last year. Mm-hmm. No doubt I'm back on the singles market. Since my husband would be long dead by now. And as long as my grandson is not marrying someone from an ethnic minority, i.e. a Negro, life should be really good. Hope you're great. Have a good night. Sorry I couldn't be there. Even sorrier, I had to send Camilla, the horse-faced tart.
Hey, hang on a minute.
Get stuffed, the lot of you. QE2.
Yeah.
Yonk.
I don't think that's what she said.
Is that similar to the vibe?
Could be. Camilla was bored shitless. She was caught on camera. They went to when Peter Beattie went to say, and we're thrilled to have Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall here. And the camera crossed to Camilla and she's flipping through the program. Seriously, caught out badly. There was a traditional smoking ceremony.
So you know when you're looking for the program, you're trying to work out how far to the end.
Yeah.
Do you know,
that's exactly, it's what you
do in
mass.
How many times have you been at the Logies?
Or
how many
at a
times
have
you been at the Logies going, oh, there's still 15 awards to go.
That is exactly.
Or at a funeral.
At a funeral.
Jesus,
how many
there's
songs?
Two more psalms. Another.
She was totally.
She was going, where are we?
Totally doing that. Yeah. There was a traditional smoking ceremony. No Winnie Blues involved.
The giant Winnie
that
Blue.
That was cool. Okay. That smoking ceremony was also cool.
Sure.
All right. There was a few, what's her name? Ricky Lee Coulter sang, and that was all fun. And Delta sang, and that was okay. Surprisingly, Delta and Ricky Lee's songs now are their new singles and available.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
You can't
be using the opening of the Commonwealth Games as a showcase for
not
your
on
latest.
Not my watch, sorry.
What, did they hold up the album cover at the end?
Almost. Delta wrote it for the event, apparently. I'm not happy with that stuff. But one of the things that music was a big part. John Foreman, who's a fabulous musical director,
he's the only one we've got, let's face it.
Oh, Jeff Harvey?
Jeff Harvey, he's
is
not
Jeff
still
Harvey
alive.
Still...
Sure.
Better just before you just throw bandy names around, just be careful. Anyway, John Foreman did it.
If you could bandy the right name around, that'd be handy.
The Queensland Symphony Orchestra was playing, as all the teams came into the arena, was playing great Australian classic music.
Good.
So, for example, they had this first song. Let's have this. Yeah, Carly, I think. I think Scotland might have come into...
Oh, Scotland would have come into that.
Because it's just Australian...
Hey, you should be so looking.
Every country that came in was welcomed by...
But how does that relate to Scotland?
Shush! It doesn't! It's not the point. Be quiet. Be quiet. It's every... You're not trying to help. In fact, you're ruining things.
So they're Australian songs for each country that arrives at the Commonwealth Games ceremony.
And they don't... And it's random. It's like just random. It's just going... You don't know what point all these people are going to enter.
Give us another one.
I've got Down Under, I think, was another song. So maybe... Wales might have walked into this, you know? And it was just people go cheering because... It's an Australian flipping song. Stop driving me mad, honestly.
Yep.
You're driving me mad. Then I thought this was very amusing, made me laugh, because Nauru walked in and have we got the... I hope this is the
Which
right one.
I've got two here.
Divinals?
Yeah.
This is what Nauru walked into.
What?
Don't you think that's... I don't think that they knew that they were walking into a song called I Touch Myself, just quietly.
Yeah, I'd still rather that than Tonga. Something about that.
I don't want to think about the Tongans. Sorry, so I've got it all. You got me all fizzy because that was
that
Tonga.
That was Tonga.
That was Tonga's, what they walked in. It was, you're right.
So what was Nauru? And this is why it's amusing to me.
Okay, this is, well, it's not actually amusing. It's actually quite dark.
Oh, okay.
Nauru, which is a very sensitive issue because of the refugee crisis.
So this was unfortunate.
This is what Nauru walked into.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Beds are burning.
Beds are burning.
Not cool.
I don't think they had any idea.
Had thought that one through?
No.
Or was that, as you say, random? So they didn't.
It was random, and it was really quite beautifully orchestrally directed.
Wow.
Hey, where was Borobi?
No show.
What?
No show for beloved Borobi, the blue koala.
Off his chops somewhere. Probably been out for a massive night with Bernard Tomic and his entourage.
There was no Borobi.
Where was Borobi? He's got to turn up.
There was a big whale. Also,
hey, where was the big whale? Why was there a big whale?
Because that's the Ningaloo Reef.
Wouldn't have been great.
Dave, I keep looking at you to help me on these matters and you don't know.
Wouldn't have been great if the giant whale had been right at the end, harpooned by the Nissan Maru, like a Nissan Maru. Why is it a whale? Why isn't it a box jellyfish?
Well, because it's not. Wasn't.
What about a big carpet snake? I mean, you've got to be indigenous to the region. What about a wombat?
Wasn't. A wombat?
Well, then wombat gets nothing.
Well, that's wombats are hard going. They're a bit aggressive. They don't like people. They're not a people person kind of animal. Just quickly too, there was no John Farnham and there was some bird and I've been trying to look up who she is. I'm very sorry. I've been trying to look up what her name is. I can't find it anywhere, but she started singing "We Had the Plans to Turn," you know, the beginning of You're the Voice.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you hear the music starting.
And everyone got excited.
Gather around, kids. Farnsie's on the telly. Let's watch for who are you? Who's this skinny chick?
Where's Whispering Jack?
I'd rather listen to the giant whale.
Wow. But all in all, I give it the whole thing a pretty much
thumbs
up. I saw the start.
I thought it was great. Well done.
I did too. Well done. So it's continuing on.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Andy Lee will be joining us in the next half hour. We're talking Mick Coyne as well, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Is he in a relationship?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes.
Is it going to last or is it?
Well, I think it is. In fact, I was going to ask Andy.
He struggles to keep a girlfriend.
Oh, he does not.
No, he does. He's notorious.
Going to ask him about his very beautiful girlfriend who is a lingerie model.
You win this round, Andy. he doesn't need to bother about this next bit.
Dave, do you need love?
No, I'm married almost 20 years, so I'm happily married.
I know, well, you didn't say happily. You threw that in right on the end, didn't you? Oh. I've been married 20 years. Oh, happily. She's happily.
Well, I think between Mick and I, I think we've, run the gamut of romance.
I'm still up to my eyeballs in gamut. you know what I mean.
But we're mature people who are sensitive, and we're here to help you. Really.
And I've never been on Tinder. I can say that. And you imagine Facebook have been in a world of pain, their share prices have plummeted. They've been. There are governments who want them to front up to inquiries and explain their actions.
Zuckerberg.
Well, wait till this one drops.
Oh, yeah, because this is really
going
to do
it. You have now blown it with a large part of the general public who can't get access to Tinder or Tinder. What happened? It blew up because of
it did because Facebook. there was a login loop. So when you got a log in to your Tinder, it just kept going on a loop and it kept taking you back to the beginning because you have to sign in with Facebook. And people have lost all their messages and potential matches.
Wow.
So if you had your eye on someone and you sort of put them in the save box,
Gonski.
It's all gone. All gone. So people are spewing, actually, about
So you've got no backlog of hotties that you can crack
open.
No,
you've got to start all again.
When you're feeling horny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just when you want to meet someone.
I think I know how Tinder works, Jane.
Well, I'm saying that some people would like companionship.
Yeah, well, they're not on Tinder.
Okay.
They're not mutually exclusive, Jane.
They're not.
Okay, so we thought we can step in and help out here with a bit of this.
No swiping right here. Love is only a phone call away. Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder.
So we're opening up Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder to the ladies to start with.
Ladies first.
Ladies right. first.
Give us a call, girls, if you're up for it.
If you've had a bit of a kerfuffle with your Tinder and your swiping,
the lines are down and you're keen.
And even if you're not on
Tinder,
let's
say you're hot to trot.
Yeah, and you've never put your toe in. You've never dipped into that.
You're good to go.
Well, let's just don't.
You go off like a firecracker.
No, wait.
Okay, I'm just
1-3-3-5-3 is the number.
We want women to feel comfortable.
Give us a call and we'll match you up.
We will.
We'll chat to you and see what you like, and we'll have an interview. And then we might send you somewhere for a coffee.
Yeah, or a drink.
Not a Bill Cosby coffee, just a normal.
Don't even suggest that.
I'm just saying.
Do you want women to call or not?
I do. I really do.
Like a dinner date or something.
Like a dinner date. 1-3-3-5-3. Call us now, and then we'll get up a bank of guys.
Yeah, we'll get some guys on the line and we'll see if we can
We have to be honest, won't have gone through an exhaustive background check.
We'll do our best.
We've got Jake out there and
Jake can put his
hand
up for this.
You know what? I am going to put the headphones down. I'm going
to
go out there myself.
What do you mean?
Well, honestly, I'm going to look at those. I've got these three nongs out the back who are taking calls. I think I might have to get out there.
What do you mean?
Well, we've got a 21-year-old producer. We've got Jake.
Sort of hipstery kind of
hipster guy,
yeah,
with a big beard.
So what are we? We're offering the opportunity here for someone. Oh, I think we've got a caller.
Do you want to go to first call here?
Let's do it, Charmaine.
Yes, hi.
Hi, is that
hi,
your
Charmaine.
Real name or your dancing name? Wait, Charmaine.
No, it's my real name.
It's your real name. How old are you, Charmaine?
I'm a mature lady, 55.
Jeez,
that's fine by me, Charmaine. This will be a mature version of
I'm not sure you're quite in our demographic.
Charmaine, have you been on Tinder before?
I did give it a go, yes. About a couple of months ago. Yeah, gave it a go. Lasted about a week and thought, no, this is not for me.
Well, look, I know. It's very difficult. Look, what we'll do is we'll put you on the line. We're going to take a few other...
try and find a suitable match.
We've got a bank of calls coming through, by the way, from the ladies. 1-3-3-5-3 if you'd like to have a chance.
We like it, Charmaine. We're just not sure we can accommodate all your...
Well, we might be able to accommodate Charmaine's needs. There's a few. We have to speak with a few ladies first pick our lady first who's going to be matched up with people, and we'll do that.
All right. Let's try Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Taylor, have you been on Tinder before?
I have been.
How'd you go?
Look, it's just filled with a lot of inappropriate guys. It seems that they can just talk to women the way that they like because they're behind a phone.
Well, we've got about five of those ready to go. So, Taylor, there's nothing wrong with you. So you're not some kind of bunny boiler or a weirdo.
No one's going to admit that.
Never made a suit out of human skin or anything like that, have you?
No, definitely not.
Oh, all right.
And are you genuinely single?
I am.
And you're looking for a partner, a romance? You're just someone to sort of hang with for a bit.
All right,
Taylor. Well, look, we'll keep you on.
Keep you on the line. Thanks for the call, Taylor. Hold on. Do not go anywhere, Taylor. Caitlin's on the line. Hello, Caitlin. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, Caitlin, how old are you?
26.
And what colour's your hair, Caitlin?
Dark blonde.
And what are you wearing right now?
Caitlin, that's inappropriate from me.
I don't know where the line is.
No, well, the line is you don't have to say what you're wearing, but most people on Tinder, it's very visual, so it's fair enough to say what colour eyes and hair you have.
Well, if you had a Tinder picture, what would it be, Caitlin?
Would you be at the beach or would you be horse riding?
Well, my current Tinder, like the first photo on my Tinder account is me in my work uniform of a flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Hello. Yeah. Now we're talking turkey.
And Caitlin, you are single and you're looking to just, you know, date someone for a bit.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
And how old were you? Did you say 26?
26. Well, I like the sound of you, Caitlin. I think we might see if we can find a date for Caitlin. What do you think?
Okay, we're going with Caitlin.
Well,
Caitlin, you're ticking all our boxes right now. Would you please hang on the line? And when we get back, we're going to get you to talk to a number of blokes.
Yes, and you can interview a few blokes.
And you can interview a few blokes and see if there's anyone you like. What do you think?
That sounds good.
Yep, all right. Good on you, Caitlin.
All right.
We'll look after you. It's all right.
Yeah. And we'll be talking to the guys next as well.
Guys, you need to give us a call right now. Do you like the sound of Caitlin? Would you like to have a coffee with Caitlin?
She's a 26-year-old dark blonde flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder.
Can you wait to drive home? Kennedy Malloy.
No swiping right here. Love is only a phone call away. Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder.
And we've got Caitlin on the line. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin, we've established that you're a dark blonde 26-year-old flight attendant for an as yet unnamed airline. Virgin. Is it Virgin? Don't say, Caitlin.
Yeah,
we don't want people catching mystery flights.
Do you fly all around Australia?
All around Australia and then short haul internationally.
Whoa. So you could effectively meet up with someone from any state.
You could, from anywhere.
Effectively.
You could, and you could effectively introduce our winner to the Mile High Club.
I'm just suggesting that it's a possibility. That's appropriate.
Caitlin, we are going to interview a number of guys and then maybe we can...
The board's gone crazy,
You've sparked a lot of interest.
They all love your voice.
Oh.
Yeah, so why don't we run through some guys and we'll interview them for you and then we'll put you onto a perspective, ask your opinion for a prospective date. Let's start with Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
G'day, how are you?
Good. A bit of music there for... Sure. This is highly strung, by the way. From
it's not highly
Chain
strung.
Latest album.
I think it's Gypsy King.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Andrew.
I'm an insurance broker, love my travelling, love going to the gym and always up for adventure.
Always up for adventure, gym junkie, and likes to travel.
That sounds good. You like the sound of Caitlin?
Yeah, she sounds pretty cute.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin, is that of interest to you?
Yeah, doesn't sound too bad.
Doesn't sound too bad, but you're not committed as yet. Let's keep looking. Dan. Hello, Dan. Tell us a bit about yourself.
G'day, Nick. My name's Dan. I'm 22.
Yep.
Builder, part-time in design.
A tradie. You're a tradie.
Going on, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And as a designer, what kind of things are you part-time designing?
Mostly buildings.
Okay, interesting.
So,
great.
Made it in architecture.
So you could build her a house.
That's correct. I built us a house, actually.
Ooh, I like the commitment so far, Dan.
Would you describe yourself as a fun-loving guy? Are you adventurous? Are you outdoorsy?
Ooh, definitely very outdoorsy.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to Europe with her, show the old country.
Oh, really?
Go back to where?
Where's the old country, Dan?
Old country would be Greece.
Oh, that sounds exotic. The Greek islands.
Bit of Santorini on the honeymoon.
He's planning a honeymoon. Easy. Easy, Dan. We're just setting up on a Tinder date.
I might call you Dan. That sounds good.
Hey, Caitlin, you might be out of a gig here. James Bogarting you, man.
Do you like
the sound of Dan, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Her voice went up an octave there. That's not a sale. Yeah, we're going to keep moving.
Thanks,
Hello,
Dan.
Matt. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
I'm 35. I'm a Sparky from Sydney.
Yep.
I love going surfing, riding my Harley.
Yep. Yes. And what do you think of Caitlin?
Yeah, she sounds cute and... I've not seen one hostie that's ugly, so she's got to be hot.
Hey, Caitlin.
If that gets you across the line, I'll be very surprised.
Caitlin, do you like the idea of riding a motorbike and heading to the surf?
No, I'm happy to watch from the side. I'm not a big fan of motorbikes.
Oh, so what if he got you a sidecar? You know, like the two fat ladies. One of those. No?
Do you like going to the beach?
I love the beach, yeah.
Matt, do you go to the beach often?
Yeah, all the time. I love it.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. We'll keep you in mind, Matt. Let's just head to Toby.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Toby.
How you going, guys?
Good.
Caitlin, how are we?
Very well.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm 22 years old. I'm a qualified chef by trade. Right. I currently work on an asparagus farm in almost rural kind of Victoria, about an hour from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Caitlin,
tell us
I have
a bit
to
about,
ask
you.
Caitlin, can I just ask? The guy works on an asparagus farm. I mean, this is an opportunity. Too good to pass up.
Well, asparagus are very expensive at the moment.
Well,
they're
expensive.
They are.
He's quite an exotic, and you're going to have a lot of stinky pee for it.
Come on, I'm a chef. I can do a million things.
He can do a million things with the asparagus because he's a chef.
Yeah.
Toby, can you describe yourself for us?
I'm about 5'10", beard, blue eyes, short hair. Medium build. I play football on the weekends.
So you're pretty fit, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
Toby's 22. He's an asparagus farmer. Mm. He's outdoors.
I like the sound of you, Toby, but we'll wait for Caitlin to make her decision.
Dale, are you there? Dale?
Yes, I am.
What? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, I mean, I'm a very outdoors person. I'm a concreter. I'm always outdoors, physically fit, like to travel, like camping.
Let's just put it to Caitlin. Caitlin, how are you on the C word, the camping world?
I'm a bit of a glamper.
Right. Glamper. Dale, sound could like it be glamping?
Glamping, yes. Oh, yes.
What if you kind of camping?
I could certainly help her out there.
What if you want to go camping on an asparagus farm? Just think, this is the most exotic thing I've ever heard. Okay, Caitlin, there it is. Andrew, Dan, Matt, Toby, Dale. Any of those tripping your trigger?
I think I'd have to go with Andrew.
All right, Andrew, back at the top.
Andrew,
hello, Andrew.
You're an insurance broker.
Yeah.
And you've been single for a while?
Yeah, for about 8 years.
And you're looking to hook up with someone and you think Caitlin sounds the bird for you?
Yeah.
Because you've been in jail for 8 years? or you've just been... But is there anything you'd like to say to Caitlin while you're on air?
Yeah, looking forward to catching up with you, Caitlin.
How do you feel, Caitlin?
Yeah, same.
Hey, look, I feel there's a bit of spud. I seriously feel... I'm feeling a little bit hot and...
Go on.
You want to throw your hand in the ring? You want to turn this into
I'm not
going to
throw my hat in the
threesome.
Ring. It's not a seedy threesome. How can this nice, innocent idea turn into
Tinder.
That? It's Tinder. And look, we're going to get you to in touch with each other.
Any chance of some action on this night? I know it's just the first date, but am I getting ahead of ourselves?
I'm not sure where that's...
Caitlin, any chance? That's not ruling it out, Caitlin. Andrew, you're in with that half a chance here.
All right, well,
stay on the line. Our producers will work out where you're meeting. Yep. I hope it's an asparagus.
Maybe it will be. There it is.
We'll be
that
back.
Has been Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy, the world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
This is huge, by the way. Bitcoin is taking on a life of its own, Mick.
Well, it has. It's upset the markets overnight. I think you find the Dow is down again. Yeah. The yen has whooped its strides.
Trump's tweeted about it. He's horrified by the Bitcoin.
The European Union, the Brexit's in danger.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this? The Brexit.
Is it really?
Hey, now the Russians are trying to hack my website. Yeah. There's all manner of stuff is going down.
Oh, hang on.
It's all over Bitcoin. Get Jane, all those are accounted for.
Listen to this.
Don't
I've
even...
I've got a bag of Bitcoin, everyone. Ooh, look at me. Bag of Bitcoin.
So 100 Bitcoins minted. Already 5 have been dispensed with.
They have.
You got one because you're cooking me a dinner for four, me and three strippers, at your house. There's an evening for me at Kittens. One man, well, he hasn't paid up yet. But
no, a guy's going to run around the CBD in a mankini shouting, I love Mick Malloy.
Yep. Once we get the footage, he'll get one. I gave one out for a VB Warnie doll.
That's a good one.
I've always wanted one.
I've got a Boonie at home, and that's coveted.
Might
have to bring that in.
And, of course, I got 10 laps in a V8 supercar, but that cost me 2 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good so far.
We're about 6 Bitcoin down, but there's a few that are probably going to have to go out.
Mick, there's one that I can't unsee this.
Yes.
It's quite extraordinary.
Yes.
It is the tat.
Yeah, guys got a tat.
Jeez. I'm not joking. This dude has on his calf, one of your favourite body parts.
Yes,
a
giant
calf. Has a tat of Mick Malloy's face. I'm not kidding.
He gets one coin.
Really?
No.
He gets one coin.
He's got to get 2 for that.
One.
2. I'm saying 2.
Well, if he had
he's
one on each
he's got to live
ankle,
with it for life.
One for each ankle.
Oh, you are tough.
It's a pity he didn't have the one of me with a...
No.
What, that's on the coin.
Oh, you mean the...
So, look, the bidding's furious. Oh, by the way, that tattoo, you know what? That'll be like that Yakuza guy. You know the guy? This is true. The tattoos this Yakuza artist did, they're so popular that when they die, they skin them.
They don't skin you.
They do. They take the skin with your finger on it and they put it in a gallery.
That's not true.
That will one day be hanging in a gallery. Might there. Mick Tattoo.
Are you willing this guy's death so that you can hang his
He better watch himself or he could go before his time. He could be taken for the art world, if you know what I mean. So
ridiculous.
Their offers are coming. Why'd you get a
There's
couple
of real estate offers for you, Mick.
I'm listening.
Jamie Jowson says, I'm willing to offer my mate's place in Harvey Bay. Oh, it's his mate's place. I wonder if he knows. The place has a pool table, big outdoor undercover area, Fox Sports on the TV outside, and a well-stocked bar.
Hello.
If you pick me, I'll tell you when he's on holidays next. That's a good
that
one.
Still and could be worth a coin.
What about Damon Zanis? Says that you can have a week stay at his dad's house in the Greek islands.
Which island?
He doesn't say.
Does it matter?
Doesn't say yet.
How's the Greek economy?
I don't know
Greece
if it's
economy
Santorini.
These days. My Bitcoin's probably.
Might not be Mykonos. I found one for me. I'm going to trade mine in for this. Rob Kerwin doesn't know this. I'm going to be giving a weekend broom experience. You can start by coming out in his boat, drinking VB and catching mud crabs in Broome.
Oh, mate.
Oh,
no.
You can have
my Mick coin on.
That's what I want to do.
I beg your pardon, Jane.
That's for me, that one.
You don't get your Mick coin.
I do.
You don't get
I'm allowed to trade it in.
Until I've had my dinner. Until such point, you owe nothing.
Well, there's someone on the line who wants to.
Well, it's our boss. Hello, Fitzy.
Oh, hello, Mickey. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Fitzy. You sound like Russell Crowe.
You had a big one, haven't you? I just crossed between. Sound like Michael Gadiski.
Russell Crowe.
Sound like Michael
Gadiski. I'm off the Bitcoin.
What are you doing on the line, Fitzy?
Well, I asked this morning if I could have one, given that I
funded
it. Bankrolled the whole operation.
I checked and paid for them. I thought, can I get one?
No is the answer. You can bid like everyone else. If you have something that you think I may covet, or something that may be of value to me, fire away.
Okay, Mickey, I've got round 15, AFL, Thursday, June 28, Richmond v Swans. I've got 8 spots in a box.
Ooh.
Yes.
So there's that. I've got, separately, this is not all together, by the way. you can pick and choose. I've got an autographed copy of Keith Richards' autobiography, Life.
That's huge.
Which is pretty special to me.
That's pretty good.
Shut up, Dave. It's my gold. Right. It's my Bitcoin. It's not Dave coin.
Okay. I do have a third one, which I'm reticent to mention, but I really do want this coin.
Yes.
What?
How would you feel swapping it for another RDO?
Oh, God, Lord.
No way.
That's a sale. That's a sale.
I beg your pardon, Fitzy. I am going to go on strike.
Fitzy,
I'm going to.
You drive a hard bargain,
but I'm outrageous.
Yes.
No way.
That's it. 6 weeks.
I'm renegotiating my.
One Mick coin.
Where's my lawyer? Get my lawyer on the line.
And I get the Keith Richards book, which I'm pretty happy about.
Well, I might come back to you.
You too.
I might come back for that box later.
So what's that, 6 RDOs now?
That's 6 RDOs. Another 5 to come.
You still have a coin there you could trade me, Dan, if you want.
Listen, I'm not talking to you, Fitzy.
See, look, you can,
no, you're
you can
favouring.
Actually, you this can't is... get an RDO because it's in my contract that you're not allowed to take an RDO.
I'm going to H&R. About this.
Right.
Yeah.
Not happy.
I think they do your tax.
You're right.
You mean HR. Actually, what's the tax status of all my acquisitions?
Oh, hang on. I'm going to look into that right now. Right. Hang on.
Look,
right.
I could be in trouble. Oh.
Stand by.
I might have to get back to Panama.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fitzy.
That's
great.
Fitzy the boss. Andy Lee.
Do you know what I might do? I might take Fitzy. I'm going to take my RDO the day after I spend it. The night in the box for Richmond Swans. Great. Well done. One Bitcoin.
Fitzy, I want a meeting 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, Fitzy.
Stat.
Drive a hard bike.
Andy Lee next.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is going to be a cracker. There's going to be more Radio Tinder. We've had calls. The guys aren't happy, Jane.
They're not happy.
They want their chance.
Well, they'll get their chance.
They want a crack at the title, so we'll do it a little later.
I'm very keen to talk to a lot of men. Well, there you go.
You know you said that out loud.
I know, that did really come out loud. Where am I? What's going on?
There's more McCoy news coming down the pike. Radio Tinder I mentioned. We're trying to get on to
Mick Fanning.
He's
big day for him.
Been a big day.
I know.
He is retired now, though. So
we had him on.
That voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Provocative voice.
Is attached to the great Andy Lee. When did you have him on?
Thursday, was it?
No,
for the
podcast? That was when he was just an ordinary civilian. Does he talk openly about punching a shark in the face?
He does. We touched on that a little bit. I think it's still raw. For him,
yeah.
And so it's not like it's not a gag fest yet.
No, that's funny you should say that. Yeah, but it is. I think we can be a bit facetious about it, but I think it really.
Well, I had an idea to go. And by the way, Mick, we've actually got someone to wish you a good farewell. The shark's on the phone and have Hamish on being a shark, and we ran that past one of his friends, and they went, "No,
too soon."
So I'm glad we didn't go with that.
You know, I was actually watching that footage live.
Oh, were you really?
I swear, I was up and watching. And it was incredible to watch because when that wave looms up after the initial attack, you see what's going on, and then a wave looms up in the foreground and you can't see anything that's going on behind it, except you can see some splashing. And his mum was watching the same footage live.
It
seemed like it took forever.
What a legend he is, though, obviously just retiring from surfing. But we asked him about that, and he said, 35 years, it's the first time I've been attacked.
Yeah.
And so I'll continue going in the water. I figure I've got another 35 years. So, and
that's when you would do it.
When I get to 70 and one takes me, he says it's the best way to go.
Well, that's exactly right. But you don't often get to see a surfer panic.
No.
It's not in their
cool
repertoire.
Yeah.
They are real cool dudes.
That's true.
The chill man. Yeah. Everything's gnarly. So I got a.
That's your impression of a surfer.
A sly enjoyment out of seeing a server.
A panic server. That's a bit
unfair.
But you're right. He's going back in the water. Now you'd think it'd be as safe as ever.
Statistically.
That's why I was suggesting in the second innings. In South Africa, we tampered with the ball.
Again.
Because I would have thought, no one will be expecting that.
Exactly.
What did you make of that? I know you're a keen cricket follower, Andy. And I know you know a lot of the blokes in question here.
I've been in the rooms with those guys.
You've been in the room, done the joke before.
I ran into you literally, I think, the day it happened in the corridors here, and you said you had spoken to a few of the cricketers and they had a bit of a theory.
Well, I mean, it was despair, I felt. And I think
tough,
like a lot of Australia felt.
Gutted.
And it obviously kind of reached breaking point. I think it does feel like, you know, they crossed the line. I think the sanctions are a bit rough. And I don't know. I mean, the water kind of calms after the storm. Now I'm looking back at it going, oh, how bad is it really? It's the worst thing for me is I just hate being called a cheat in anything, except for school exams and stuff.
Sure. Stuff where it's expected.
I love that. But like on the sporting field,
proud of that.
It's kind of
that's
the
an
worst,
achievement.
Worst
well,
thing.
Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
It kind of is. I don't look, to me, that's good now. Everyone's accepted it. They've copped it. They are down the steeper end. But you know what? You're sending a big message out there to the kids everywhere.
Yep.
Not acceptable
behaviour.
Exactly. Now, I understand you and Hamish have a little currency you've been working with. Is it?
Well, yeah, I think. Well,
notice he says a little currency. Pardon me.
No, it's funny. This is.
You say little, but our coin's a lot bigger and a lot shinier.
Look at the size of it.
Look at that. Okay. Is that made of chocolate?
That's H&A coin.
H&A coin?
I'm going to try and explain.
Is this like a peso?
Everyone was going for, you know, cryptocurrencies like you were going for. And so we thought we'd
mine's gold, by the way.
An analog currency.
Sure.
And
what does that mean?
Everything's got a unique coin number on it. Ours is, we floated exactly the same price as Bitcoin. So at the moment, this one's worth about $10,000.
Right.
How much is your coin worth, Mickey?
Well, whatever I say it's worth.
That's what we're doing as well.
This is how it works.
I will give you, right now, I will give you one Mick coin for two H&A coins.
No deal.
Why?
Because yours is worth, it's not worth this.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the offer. That offer expires at the end of this interview. Otherwise, I will take it off the table.
That's the last time.
It's the last you'll see of the Bitcoin.
This is like two bulls in a ring, I have to say. There's a lot of chess.
It's a bull market out there. That's what it is.
How priceless is it? Should it be?
It is priceless. Can you?
Should it be my
what can you offer me? What do you have, a service or a good that you can offer me that might be worth that Bitcoin?
Okay, and you're saying it should be my most prized possession.
It should be something pretty special.
I got sent about a week ago.
Yes.
The new Twist Face TaylorMade driver.
Hang on. Okay, I don't want to look under the desk at this point.
There's not many.
The desk is just raised about 6 inches. Did you say the tailor-made?
Yeah, tailor-made.
They're big.
Twist-made. This is the one that Tiger Woods is using. This one's come straight from America. There's not many in the country, and I've got one, Mick.
Well, that's a Mick coin?
Nah.
Somehow that doesn't seem a fair swap.
How many?
I would do it for two Mick coins.
Mick coins?
You are mad.
Sold! Two Mick coins. Bang!
Andy Lee.
I'm going to regret that. I got caught up in the Mick coin.
He got caught up in the frenzy.
He got caught up.
Exactly. My girlfriend does this all the time. She gets home and I go, why'd you buy that?
Hey, but when she says you turned up with two Mick coins, see you on Rodeo Drive with these little babies.
Okay.
You've got a segment for us.
Yeah, I bought in a segment for you.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
I think it's got an opener.
Oh, wow.
Andy Lee presents I'm As Dumb As That.
Yeah, I hadn't heard the opener yet. But
I like the sound
of
it, though.
I'm As Dumb As That.
I realised that if you've done a dumb thing and someone else goes, oh, I've done that before, you immediately feel better.
Well, that's very true. It's very true.
Yep.
I was talking about one of my friends who was washing her car.
Yes.
And she decided to use steel wool.
Oh, my God.
She didn't realise the bad news. She had some extra hard bird poo, and she decided to try and rub it off with steel wool.
Oh, no.
And has taken the Juco off her car.
In numerous spots.
I was telling this to my girlfriend, having a laugh about it. She goes, oh, yeah, one of my friends did that.
What?
And
someone else has done it.
Since someone else has done it, and I'm thinking, oh, right. Actually, she doesn't feel as silly anymore.
No, that's right. You don't feel silly when you've done a dumb thing.
This is a good segment.
So I wondered, and I don't know the number here, so you'll have to say
133353.
133353.
Give us a call.
If you think you've done something
real stupid,
and that other
real
people,
dumb that no one would have done. No, I reckon if you go the dumbest thing, one of a kind, you might go your penis caught in a stubby or something.
But this would happen to anyone else.
I can tell you, I've done that too. I've done that too.
Dick will make you feel better. Call in now.
So that's a good example you've just told us
yes.
of someone doing something stupid.
Call in now, and then hopefully we can connect someone. Once we hear those, we connect those people.
And you'll feel better.
Maybe. Or you'll be left hanging in the wind.
I'm afraid to say there's a lot of dumb people already calling.
come to the right place.
Should we go to a song?
Let's do it. Come back. Speak to some idiots.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Andy Lee presents I've done all the dumb things. I'm As Dumb As That.
He's come to the right
place. Quite
I feel
fitting.
Like I'm on 20 to 1 or something.
He's done a good
Andy
job.
Andy Lee's back.
He has. He's already purchased two Mick coins for a driver, and now he's opened
you
up.
You are going to regret that.
I already am.
That's great.
Especially next time we play together on 20 yards longer.
They're
going to
whip you.
And you ask me to use it, and I go, nah. Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming to the party. We've got people queued up who think they've done something dumb and they think they're the only one in the world who could have done it.
Yes.
And we want to see if that's true or not. So at the end of this, we'll put out the call to see if anyone has done any of this stuff. Let's take Ray off the bat. Ray, what have you done?
Mate, many years ago, and not in this state, but we were playing golf and we'd had a few sherbets and the cart had happened to end up in the H2O in the water.
In the water.
Driving your golf buggy into the plonk.
Do you know anyone who's done that, Mick?
Yep, he's sitting at this table right now. My story at a golf club, coming home pissed from the clubhouse. Anyway, I'd had a couple, drove it into a dam, and I knew I was going to get a 6 months ban, so I ran back to my house and reported it stolen. And then the guys from the clubhouse came down about 20 minutes later, and there was a knock on my door. And I opened the door. They said, Mick, we've got some bad news. I go, yes. We said, we've found your buggy. It's in a dam. And I go, who would do that? And I look down and I'm wet from the waist down.
Did they ever pick that up, though?
They said, go to bed, Mick. Yeah. We'll talk about this in the morning. Sorry, Ray. It's so done. Ray, I hope that makes you feel better. It will. Jim, what did you do, mate?
Oh, mate, when I was about 20, I went to a local house party and they had a jumping castle there and I had one of those hats with a couple of beer cans on either side and I was having a good time, I was splashing around and I decided to try to do some flips and I I did one and succeeded, and then I thought, I'll try and do two.
Oh.
And when I landed, I still succeeded, but I didn't tense up, and I kneed myself in the face and broke my eye socket and nose.
Broke and your nose?
Oh, the whole lot, mate. I spent a few days in hospital.
Wow.
So this is piss farting about on a jumping castle.
A kid's jumping castle.
I just think all we're asking for there is, have you managed to break your own eye socket with your own knee?
Fair enough. That's a good question.
I will have come a cropper on a kid's. I've got 2 5-year-old boys, trust me. I've done some time in a jumping castle.
That can go horribly wrong. But I didn't crush my eye socket. Graham, can we hear what happened to your good self?
About 13 years ago, we'd had enough kids, so I decided to get a vasectomy.
Okay.
Yep. And a couple of days later, I had to change the dressing and everything like that. Now, whenever I've got cuts or anything, I just put Dettol on them.
See where I'm going? Hey, I'm thinking that Dettol stings a little bit when you just put it on your finger.
We're going to have to give this guy a prize, I reckon.
So hang on. I really want to know how this well went down.
Yeah.
Medically speaking, did you try and send some dead old down the pipe?
What happened?
No.
Okay.
I think he dabbed it with
on the cut. Yeah, dabbed it.
You dabbed it with a cotton wool ball. And it ouch, sting like hell.
Straight away.
That'd be a shock. Okay.
Not as dumb as I was thinking.
It was asleep.
No, not as dumb. And it was weird as you were thinking.
That's like an episode of Jackass. That is. Okay, anyone here?
Graham, will keep that one in mind. If anybody has put Dettol on their nuts.
Ever Dettol'd your nuts after a vasectomy?
Or any other cuts, possibly.
Oh, like if someone else fesses up to that, mate, this segment is bona fide. Pull its weight today.
Annabelle.
Oh, hi. How you guys going?
Good.
What did you do?
I was driving home one night and it was torrentially raining and I was so concerned with getting from my car to my door that I left my keys in my ignition and my car on and left my car on overnight.
Oh. with the engine running and the radio.
I was in a rush to go to play hockey.
Yes.
And dropped my car off and ran and got my other mate's car. Yeah. And we went and played hockey. And when I got back, the car was still running.
Come on.
Well done.
3 hours later.
Well done.
So, Annabelle, I hope that makes you feel better. James is the final one, is it?
James, it is. James, what did you do?
Hi. It's actually my friend's uncle.
Yeah.
Mm. He decided to whiten his teeth with White King.
I'm imagining that's not going to work out. White King's kind of poisonous.
Yes.
It's a bleach, isn't it?
Yes. Like serious bad stuff to put in your mouth.
Do not consume on the side of the bottle.
That's the kind of thing. And what happened, James?
All his teeth went all brown, so he had to go to the...
No, he sued them.
or they rename it Brown King. It's either or.
James, that's stellar.
Oh, wow. My God, that's dreadful.
Okay, so we've got to find, to complete the segment, to make James's uncle feel better, or his friend's uncle, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Graham and a Jim. I think they were the three out there.
They're the three outstanding. We've already doubled the others.
If anyone out there has tried to White King their teeth.
Put Dettol
on your nuts.
Or broken your eye socket with your own knee.
Yes. Give us a call.
Call in. Now is the number again.
1-333-353.
And make Jim, Graham and James feel a little bit better about themselves.
All right. I don't think we're going to find the last eight.
I like it.
I'm as dumb as that.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Andy Lee is our special guest in studio right now with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
He's brought his own segment in, which is going off like a firecracker at the moment.
So it's yours now. It's a
gift. It is.
Really?
We'll take it.
Thank you.
Have another Mick coin. what's the topic du jour? How stupid are you, basically?
And what dumb things have you done? You're the only person that could have possibly done this dumb thing. Mm. We're looking to make you feel better.
Yep.
Okay. Exactly. Graham gave us a call. Graham, what happened to you? Quickly.
After vasectomy, tried to disinfect the area with Dettol.
So you put Dettol on your nuts after a vasectomy. Yes. Heath, have you done that, mate?
I did the same thing. I had an itchy bite and I didn't water it down like my mum used to. Walk around like a cowboy for 3 days.
You had an itchy bite on your nuts.
Yeah, I got bitten by something in the middle of the night and I woke up and I thought, oh, mum puts Dettol on it. I'll put Dettol on it. But you've got to water it down. That's what I forgot.
Okay. I'm a bit disturbed that that's your mum's putting Dettol on your nuts.
Oh, when I was young. When I was young.
All right, Heath, well done. Peter, can you make Graham feel any better?
Yeah, mate, when I was a youngster, I'd been to a dress-up party and I had body paint all over myself. So I've gone into the shower, tried to scrub it off, wasn't quite working. So I went and grabbed some metho out of the shed. And as gravity would have it, it leaked down onto the old ball sack.
Oh. Mm. Oh. I'm imagining that hurts.
Graham is feeling a lot better right now. Larry, can you make him feel even better?
Yeah, we went up to Murray, used to camp up on the Murray donkeys years ago, and so we used to always do a bit of entertaining around the campfire camping.
Like what?
Well, I decided that night we'd do a bit of an Aboriginal corroboree again with all the white paint over us. We didn't have any paint, so we stripped off and got out a tube of toothpaste and put it over our old solar and found out very quickly that it has a burning sensation. And we all ended up in the Murray scrubbing it off very quickly.
That is ridiculous.
Now,
I know.
I know a lot of black fellas that approve of that.
Yeah. I think there's a bit medicine. Of
natural justice in that.
So thank you, Larry. That's hilarious.
They've had a couple, haven't they, Larry? Oh, yes. He's had a couple.
But they think they're innovative. That's what's so funny. They think, I know.
Fluoride levels of the Murray River have gone through the roof. There's a lot of smiling cod that perfect pearly
All ones. Right. I don't think, Graham, you're not an idiot at all. I think William's got to even make you feel even better. Hey, what have you William? Done, William?
Yeah, g'day. Oh, when I was at boarding school, one of the boys decided to shave his downstairs in the shower, and he asked for shaving cream, but instead we gave him a handful of DP.
Oh, well, you're terrible.
Deep heat.
I see. I don't think that makes him necessarily stupid. It makes you kind of nasty.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was handed on purpose, but that's pretty hideous. Thank you, William.
Graham, should we speak to Graham quickly? Yeah. Does that make you feel a bit better today, Graham?
No, they're still crawling.
some areas are sensitive, Graham. Yeah,
we've done all we can do.
Let it sink in, bud.
Brings back memories.
Graham, the prize as well. Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way,
good
Graham.
On you, Graham.
Okay. Now, what was our next call? I think it was James, wasn't it? James, what was your call again?
It was the White King cleaning his teeth.
That's right. Your uncle tried to clean his whiten his teeth with white
and
king.
It made them brown, and I'm guessing his almost would have been admitted to hospital with poison.
Has anyone done that to make James's uncle feel
better?
Are
you serious? No one would have touched.
Hang on,
not.
Guys, let's have a chat with Alison. Alison?
Yes?
What'd your mum do?
Okay, my mum used to get mouth ulcers, so she used to, on doctor's recommendation, used to wash her mouth out with white king.
Wow.
Did it make her teeth go brown? Weird side effect.
Is that how she got the ulcers in the first place?
Oh, she had false teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
She used to swear by the stuff.
Don't do that at home. We're just saying to anyone listening, if you've got an ulcer.
Have a Tide Pod. But no.
Thank you, Alison.
Wow.
I
thought there was no way.
Nah,
This segment is genius, Andy. I thought there's no way we'll be able to make anyone feel better about that. Did you want to go back and tell James?
James, we just want to let you know that, don't feel so stupid, or your friend doesn't have to feel so stupid, and you get a prize too.
You do indeed. Awesome. $100 cinema voucher coming your way there, James.
Pass it on to the uncle. Do the right thing.
Pass it on. You're right.
Thank you, uncle.
The last one was Jim, I think. Jim, what was the stupid thing you did?
Kneeing myself in the head.
That's right. You caved your own eye socket in with your own knee.
On a bouncy castle after he'd had a couple.
Has anyone in the world done that?
Hello, Jake. Jake, tell us what you
Jake put us on hold.
Yeah, Jake, did you do anything with your eye socket?
No, Jake. We're on hold. Jake's on actually hold? Put us on hold.
Oh, has he?
Well, that's the last stupid thing he's ever done. That's just cost Jake a $100 voucher to see some film. All right, Jake,
let's
you're not
give
there.
Give it to Jim then.
Give it to Jim.
Yeah, it's 200, is it?
Yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah, he didn't get knocked out too badly.
Well, Jim, you can have your... What is he getting?
Yeah, you can have a $100 fuel voucher.
Oh, that's a real car.
Fill up your car. Well done, Jim.
Good work, everybody. Yeah. Andy, well, thank you for coming in.
Pleasure,
that was
guys.
A wonderful experience. Good and good luck with your new... The podcast, which, of course, which is going... How can we get the podcast?
It is going so
it's
well.
It's going gangbusters.
Thursday,
oh my God.
It comes out. So, yeah, it's out at the moment. Hamish Andy app, or just at iTunes,
and,
or our podcast.
The new TV show.
When it comes out, yeah.
Soon.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
I'm watching you getting increasingly frustrated with the success of my Bitcoin.
Well, I am because you seem to, well, not seem to, you are getting a lot of loot from this.
Yeah, because I've released
everything's around, oh, every day. Mick, I've got an update on you. Oh, all our producers are flocking to you and it's all about you.
Yeah,
and
because
it's,
I've
Mick,
released
got
a coin.
An update. What
have
what
you done?
You had nothing to
what
do with
you
this
bought?
Damn
it was my
episode.
Idea. I got on air and went, I'm releasing a Bitcoin.
Next thing you click your fingers and the world jumps.
Jeez, Jane.
But it's Kennedy Malloy, so you think Jane would have sort of
thank
you,
know, you Dave.
Reasonable.
You think. Don't
that's
worry,
right,
I'm
Dave.
Biting
it's
my
Kennedy
tongue.
Malloy, not Kennedy Malloy, stupid Dave.
Well, speaking of Bitcoin.
And by the way, Andy Lee just a good purchase.
I don't think
you've
so.
You've done very well.
I'm going to
the
talk
tailor
to
made, the latest tailor no. made driver Lord. As swung this week at the
that's
Masters.
Why Jane's
I don't know what he's thinking.
By Tiger Woods is coming to me. Cost me 2 Bitcoin.
Whoopie doo.
Can I have yours back? What I gave to you.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to get, I have to put my thinking cap on. Hey, speaking of Bitcoin, and I don't approve of this, but we've got someone. Who's after one who has something to offer you that I think it, you might be interested
that's
in.
Interesting.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Jane.
How you going, mate?
I'm sorry you don't like this too much. Really.
Look, it's not that I don't like it. It's not something that it's that I would covet, but I think it's something that Mick might be interested in.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mick. I think you might love this.
What's this? So this is for a Mick coin, is it?
It might be worth two.
Let's not get carried
away. I think it could
away.
Be worth two,
Jane,
Paul.
No,
you're right.
No.
Oh. Seriously, Mick.
I'll decide that, man.
This is an old edition of Australian Penthouse, black label edition.
Yes. From what year? What year?
What year? This is going back. It's early, you know.
Is
early.
It the 80s? Is it Bush? Let's be frank.
It's the Mohawk era.
There's a load of Bush. I'm going to have a guess. Paul, if I open that up to a centrefold, it'll be a two-man job for Jim's
no,
mate.
It is a centrefold. Everything's complete.
Are you looking at it now, Paul?
Yeah. Where are you, Paul? Put my magazine down.
He's distracted.
Put your pants on and put my magazine down.
Mick, cut it out.
I hope you're wearing white gloves as you leaf through what is potentially my magazine
how come
now.
You've stuck still together. Got it.
Pardon.
Is it 1980? It says I'm hearing 1980 edition.
Yeah.
And where's it come from? What's its where did you purchase
its
from?
Origins.
Well, no, well, it's come through friends through work.
Yeah.
It's
is there a black market for this stuff?
There could be a black market, Jane.
It's come out of someone's stash, hasn't it? Well, what's your offer? I tell you what, it sounds good. I need the year before I commit to this.
All right.
It'll be on the cover, mate. Have a look on the cover.
86.
86.
86 wasn't a great year. It's getting a bit old.
What are you saying? You're saying it's not a great year.
I'm saying I think that was fake breast era. And whereas when it comes to my Penthouse
and
Playboy collections, I like the Au Naturel.
You right. are full of
Boogie
it.
Nights version.
Jeepers, right. mate. Take what you can.
I'll need to say, do you know what, before I confirm, if it was a 1980 to 83, that would be a big tick. I'm going to have to get you to send me some pictures, Paul.
No.
Yes, before
just
I sign off.
Just do it.
I don't know.
Stop Can't wasting on. My time.
Sold. One Bitcoin.
I've been saving it for my young bloke.
You've been saving it.
He's been saving it for your young bloke. Well, tell him to... Tell him he can tell us.
Well, you give him the Bitcoin instead.
That's good parenting, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Saving your black label Penthouse edition for your boy. Yeah. Paul, I'm happy to take receipt of your 1986. It's in mint condition, right?
It's in the plastic cover and all.
Oi, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang on.
That's all I'm after. Well done, mate.
Love it.
We're getting a lot of Playboys being offered now as well. We can only how many do we really need in this exhibition? In this collection.
Well, the collection, well, you'd have to be hard to top that. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, stand by. We might just,
All right.
See how we go.
All right.
If you're prepared to trade for Mick Coin, you can go online, Facebook. Happy to take and have a look at, you know, what you're prepared to trade for a Mick Coin at Kennedy Malloy. Or you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram.
I like it.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The calls just keep coming, Mick, for your Mick Coin. This thing is global right
it's,
now.
It's out huge. Of control.
It's out of control.
It's nuts. And keep coming. I've got plenty more. I've got about 80 left. Right. Someone, you know what? There's a secondary market now, Jane.
Well, so I'm aware of that.
Someone, once we track down where they all go, someone could try and get the whole 100 back together. If someone wants to make offers to the other
then
people,
then why do you make it
them.
So complicated?
It's not that complicated, Jane.
It
oh,
is.
Sweetie.
Oh.
Oh.
You're adorable.
Leave the finance to talk to the fellas. Okay? And when we're ready, we'll go and buy you something nice.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what do you got?
God.
What are you enjoying?
I need to talk to someone beside you. I was going to give you an update on the Comm Games.
Oh, yeah, please. Where are we?
There's a medal tally.
Are we winning? Are we crushing the Juno Nations?
Hang on. Jake Birtwistle has opened the account for Australia with a silver in the triathlon.
Ah, well done.
Good on you. Do you want the
silver?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
In a triathlon?
I pity your children.
In a silver? Oh, what do you want? A participation medal?
Hey, Bermuda's won a gold. Malaysia's won a gold. So
Bermuda?
Is South Africa.
Are we getting our pants pulled down by Bermuda?
We are.
We getting our Bermuda shorts pulled
down?
When did Bermuda get a gold in? Lying on the beach and looking good.
I'm trying to find that out.
What?
I think it was out
of a coconut shell. What the hell?
Do you know there was when I was on last night on the Twitter land? Because I was watching the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony.
Yes, you did.
Gosh, there are a lot of whingers in this country.
Like who?
Oh, my God. There were so many. Oh, where's John Farnham and where's this and where's the big... come on. It's 2018. Right. We're a bit more sophisticated now.
You know what should have been opened? By Mick Fanning punching a shark in the face.
You are dead right. Now, that's creative. And I approve of that.
Mick Fanning, come here. Get up there.
I agree.
Read out Mick Fanning's message.
You were saying before, and you said, how did Barobi go, which is the Commonwealth Games
I'd
mascot?
Ask you, and you said he wasn't there.
Ba-bow.
No show.
No Farnham, no Barobi.
Barobi's had a big night.
No show.
Has Barobi slipped through the opening ceremony?
I think there's something sneaky going on with Barobi. Barobi was kept under wraps. Yeah.
Which one's the Is that the koala?
It's the koala with the blue ears. But, you know, I looked up Commonwealth Games mascots over the years. Yeah. Do you know that in 1970, Edinburgh...
Barobi's had a monster.
Barobi has had a monster. Listen, in Edinburgh, organisers in 1970 attempted to create a mascot and they made drawings. You know what they were going to have?
Where are we? Scotland. In Glasgow, it would be like, I don't know.
What would be Scottish?
Barry the Bagpipes.
Sounds cool. No. It was going to be a kilted haggis called Wee Manny.
Okay.
And funnily enough, it didn't get up in the end. So they just went for nothing. They didn't have a mascot at all.
Now, haggis is basically organs inside the lining of a stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in a kilt.
Yeah. Adorable.
Hey,
a bagpipe playing kilt wearing haggis.
Yes. Brisbane, of course, had Matilda the kangaroo, which we loved. And we liked to see that back.
Like a Trojan kangaroo it was.
Yes,
all the kids came running out. They've been there since rehearsal.
Kuala Lumpur had Wirra, the orangutan. That was cute.
Wirra?
Yeah, the orangutan. Melbourne had Karak. Remember that?
It was
a southeastern red-tailed black cockatoo.
That's right, on Karak. The black cockatoo. Again, the cockatoo. What about the wombat?
Oh.
What about the platypus, Jane?
Pete the platypus.
Yeah, listen to this. I'm going to read you through all our national teams. And you tell
go
me.
Ahead.
They always go the same as. Okay. The wallabies.
Yep.
The kangaroos.
Yep.
Okay.
Tick.
The dolphins.
Yeah.
The sharks.
Yep.
The stingers. The kookaburras. The sapphires. The crocodiles.
Where's
the redbacks?
The marsupials.
The redbacks. The cockatoos. There's a friggin' redback. Something that
no
bites
platypus.
You. Something that hides under your toilet seat and bites you on the ass. Has got a gig, but the platypus...
No, it doesn't seem fair.
Where's the platypus?
The most bizarre-looking animal ever made in this planet.
How Australian is that?
Correct.
It's got a bill, and it
it's
craps
an outrage.
Out of it.
Yeah, lays eggs.
Oh, well, the Commonwealth Games continue.
What are you, some kind of expert?
David Attenborough.
You know, didn't know we were doing the show with the crocodile
Attenborough.
Hunter.
Dr. Dangerous Attenborough.
Well, right,
hey, Sally Pearson's not in either.
Yeah, well, that was always happening, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't.
No,
me.
It was. Well, I heard
no,
days ago.
No, I'm a normal punter.
I was here.
I go,
heard,
come on, Sally, can't wait to see you in the hurdles.
I heard days ago. Ba-bow.
Oh, you're in on it all, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I am. I'm there. I even know your name for Fortnite, Dr. Danny.
Whoa! spelling it.
That was your name.
Did you write that? Your memory really annoys me. Did you write nuts. That down?
No, I didn't.
So you know we go I'm online, Dr. Danny?
You're Dr. Danny on Fortnite. If you want to kill,
play.
If you want to go and find someone you want to kill or murder.
Yeah. Are people going to send me an please. Invitation?
Let's do it. My son's right into Fortnite. So
could he kill,
track you down.
Kill me Dr. Danny? Like on the game, of course.
Yeah. That's it. Snipe you?
Oh, I use an axe.
Oh, right.
I'm an axe killer.
I know. Tell me all about it. Coming here sometimes.
Don't worry. I feel like having an axe at the moment with your bleeding Mick coin.
What? You could release your own coin. You've
I
got
don't
one.
Want you've, a coin. I you, want to be original.
Hey, you've got one. You've got one. I'll allow you to unsell it.
I beg your pardon? You'll allow me to unsell it.
You know,
I don't need your permission
considering
anymore.
I haven't got my dinner yet.
Business is business. Yeah,
well, when's that happened, by the way, the dinner? Is that
well, it
soon?
Won't concern you, but it'll be sometime in the next fortnight. Or okay. Dave, what are you going to offer me for a coin? You got
he doesn't want one.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I have to think about it. I was thinking about a budgie, but you don't want livestock, so...
Hang on.
I'll do it if you can fight. Can you have a budgie fight, like a cockfight?
No, that will not be happening with the budgie.
I did hear there was a platypus was a mascot in the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah, oh, Richard just called in.
Thanks, Richard, for letting us know.
We'll quote him next time.
I was going to.
Mark Seymour is going to play live tomorrow.
You need a lie down.
This has been Kennedy Malloy.
Get you out of drive home. Kennedy Malloy.